I was just thinking before the service that I'm getting quite used to standing in for the Archbishop. I was asked a great privilege to stand in for him at Midnight Mass in our cathedral. And it was a new experience because I've never been broadcast on the World Service before or on the Radio 4 because it was broadcast live. And the producer said to me beforehand, "Don't think of how many millions are listening to you." And I said, "How many do you think could be?" She said, "Well, if it's broadcast on the World Service, it could be 21 million. And I said, "Oh, that's interesting." She said, "Don't think about that. Think of one person." And I said, she said, "You don't mind." And the other thing was that the Archbishop had given me his sermon. So it was easy enough for me to read his sermon. And she said, "You don't mind doing that?" "Not at all," I said. And then I realised, in many ways, two things. One was that in that 1 hour, it was, I think, 77 minutes long service, and the words I used, none of them were mine. And then I thought, well, I've spent the last 40 years as a priest, and really speaking, the message or the words I've used, none of them were mine. The words were, well, when I read the scriptures, I'm reading the words of the prophets, I'm reading the words of the evangelists, I'm reading the words of the four gospels. In the Mass, I'm saying the words of Christ himself in the consecration. When it comes to in the consecration and the words of the Mass, I'm saying the words of the Missal. So reading the words of the Archbishop was no real stress or strain. I was more than pleased, particularly because the content was so good. And I was relying not just on others, but the voice that we were speaking, the voice of one church. Now, and that's really what I think the Feast of the Presentation is reminding us of, and what this day's event, and what Father Bishop Michael so beautifully reminded us of today. In whose voice are we talking? And the message of the gospel. The other thought that struck me on that occasion was that I was able to, or more people were able to listen to my voice on that day, just the voice, than I suppose Jesus was able to speak to, or could have been able to speak to, if he'd lived to be 1,000 years old. And in many ways we think that the world of modern communication just gives us new challenges. As often people say, children today live in a different world to what we were brought up to. They know different images. They hear different voices. They are impressed by different things. If I go to visit the school, the children aren't really interested in what the bishop's got to say. They're more interested in who I support. Which football team do you belong to? How do we speak in the language of our own day? And the point is, no matter what voice we use, what message we give, the other thought that struck me on that night, New Year's, of Christmas night, was although I was speaking to so many millions, in many ways, the majority of them would be people listening on their own, in their own small little worlds, in isolation. And that again was a thought of how does the message come? A few years ago, I went to the Philharmonic Hall to listen to the Messiah. And as I went in, I met many people I'd known in the diocese, and friends and family. And one lady came who worked for the diocese. She was an accountant and had been working for many years for us. And as I came round the corner, she sort of bumped into me and then surprisingly said, it's nice to see you, she said. There's an awful lot of you lot here tonight. So being, I suppose, what's the word, mischievous and scouse, I said to her, "What do you mean?" "You lot." I said, "You mean Evertonians, left-handed people, people with glasses, people with red hair?" I said, "What are you talking about?" "Oh, I didn't mean to be insulting. I just meant priests." And I said, "Well, what's wrong with us coming to listen to the Messiah?" "Oh, no, I didn't think you were into that sort of thing," she said. The point is, I suppose, in some ways, it's very easy to put people into boxes. And I'm also reminded by what was going on this morning about identity. I regard myself as privileged enough to live in a part of Liverpool which was totally Catholic in tradition, in the one particular area. And it was a community, I suppose, an island on its own. But I'll still never forget a young priest who came to the parish, and when I was asking him a question as an altar boy one night, I said, "My mother wants me to go on the seven churches during Holy Week." He said, "Oh, good Lord," he said, "you don't still belong to that folklore religion, do you?" And I'm thinking, how dare you? Even as a child, I felt a bit insulted by that comment. How dare you? Because I was talking, it was part of the culture. And there's another word that reminds me of about identity. My father was in the Catholic Men's Society. My mother wouldn't be part of the mothers because she said all he talked about was gossip. But it was very much part of the parish. We were part of the Catholic Cubs. There was also these very involved groups of people. There were multiple societies in the parish that weren't inward-looking. They were always about how do we develop the youth, how do we get involved in the schools, how do we get involved in the community. I remember going to the parish centre when each week there was a little box passed round. What was noticeable was that box was in the shape of a bed, and people would put money in. It was about caring for people who were sick. It was about caring for people, bringing flowers to people in hospital. There was all sorts of society within that community which were part of promoting the faith. I suppose we'd say, "You lot." But "you lot" is about us lot. And it's also about the identity of being proud of who we are as church. And maybe we do need to listen. We do need new language. We do need new presentations. But it's also, I think, what this feast reminds us of is that the essence of that was our baptism. And the essence of that is family. And the essence of that is encouraging and supporting our faith within the families and the communities of our parishes. And that word parish, I think, is essential in that. A parish, a community, a family. A family that supports and helps and encourages. And the sacraments, understanding Christ in that, is centre. Again, we can speak as loud as we like. What's important is how many are listening. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.